Maryland's news now on WBAL and WBAL.com.
It's 3:38. The White House is again relaxing the employer mandate for medium-sized and to a lesser extent for larger businesses. And for the most part, it's really more of a delay. With the whys and what this all means is Sarah Cliff, who covers health policy for The Washington Post. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, those mid-sized business owners must have really been screaming.
I guess so, because they're the ones who are really seeing the biggest change, where the White House is saying that in 2014 and 2015, they do not have to comply with the new requirement to provide health insurance to their workers.
And are they more likely to be affected by the Affordable Care Act than larger businesses?
Yeah, so what we know generally when businesses get above 50 employees, they do tend to offer health insurance. Some of the data we have shows that businesses between 50 and 200 employees, 91% of them already offer health insurance. So for most of them, this isn't a change. But there are some who have had difficulty with the reporting requirements, with telling the government that they're providing insurance, that they thought that would be very challenging as a small business, and now they're getting some more relief.
And what will this extra time buy these businesses?
So the White House thinks it'll give them more time to, if they don't offer coverage, to phase that in and get used to that and work that into their budgets. It will also give them more time to actually calculate how many hours people are working, which turns out to be a pretty challenging thing to do if you have a seasonal workforce or if you have teachers, for example. Calculating who counts as full-time is actually a lot of work, and that's something these small businesses will probably use the extra year to work on.
All right, let's talk about the larger businesses now. What has changed for them?
So for them, originally in the healthcare law, starting this past January 2014, they would be required to provide health insurance to all of their employees. This past summer, the White House delayed that requirement until 2015. Now they're keeping that delay. It still doesn't start till 2015. And they're saying you don't actually have to offer insurance to everyone. You have to offer it to 70% of your workers, and then you'll be considered compliant with the health care law. So it's essentially kind of phasing in the requirement to cover everyone and starting at a lower bar.
And there are new rules, as I understand it, for volunteers, too?
Yes. So there was some confusion about whether volunteers, particularly volunteer firefighters, if they would be treated as employees under the Affordable Care Act. And this new regulation clarifies that they will not, that volunteer firefighter departments do not have to provide health insurance to those folks who are spending their time there.
So these are theoretically people who would sign up for their own individual care.
Or might have coverage through another employer. But yes, these are people who would either buy on their own or get coverage through another source.
Do you think over the course of time, before all these rules are, let's just assume that they all go into effect eventually, that we're going to see more tweaks along the way?
So that's a good question. And there is, after we've seen the first delay this past summer, a new delay yesterday, some people do wonder, will the employer mandate ever fully take effect? The individual mandate is in effect right now, but there are some questions, given that we've had two series of delays, whether the White House will ever fully implement this.
All right. Sarah Cliff, covering the health policy for The Washington Post. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.